Okay. Very good evening to all brothers and sisters in the Dhamma. So now we revert back to the old schedule. So we will be commencing our evening chanting to develop the spiritual faculty of Sadha, Virya and Sati. Okay. Take out your retreat chanting book. So tonight we can chant the evening chanting again. Page 15. Oh, 14. Page 14. Let us compose our mind, develop the faith, sadha, virya, then mindfully we shall chant the evening chanting. To the Blessed One, the Lord who fully attained perfect enlightenment, to the teaching which he expounded so well, and the Blessed One's disciples who have practiced well,
to this,
the Buddha, the Dhamma, and the Sangha, we render with offerings our rightful homage. It is well for us that the Blessed One, having attained liberation, still had compassion for later generations. May these simple offerings be accepted for our long-lasting benefits and for the happiness it gives us. The Lord, the perfectly enlightened and blessed One, I render homage to the Buddha, the Blessed One. Bow. The teaching so completely explained by him, I bow to the Dhamma. The Blessed One's disciples who have practiced well, I bow to the Sangha. Now let us pay preliminary homage to the Buddha. Homage to him, the Blessed One, the Worthy One, the Fully Enlightened One. Homage to him, the Blessed One, the Worthy One, the Fully Enlightened One. Homage to him, the Blessed One, the Worthy One, the Fully Enlightened One. Now let us chant the recollection of the Buddha. A good word of the Blessed One's reputation has spread as follows. Such indeed is the Blessed One, the Worthy One, the perfectly enlightened One,
endowed with wisdom and virtue, the accomplished One, the knower of the worlds, the incomparable master or guide of those to be trained, teacher of gods and men, the enlightened One, the blessed One.
Now let us chant the supreme praise of the Buddha. The Buddha, the truly worthy One, endowed with such excellent qualities, whose being is composed of purity, transcendental wisdom and compassion, who has enlightened the wise like the sun awakening the lotus. I bow my head to that peaceful chief of conquerors, the Buddha, who is the safe, secure refuge of all beings. As the first object of recollection, I venerate him with bowed head. I am indeed the Buddha's servant. The Buddha is my Lord and Guide. The Buddha is sorrow destroyer, who bestows blessings on me. To the Buddha, I dedicate my body and mind, and in devotion, I will walk the Buddha's path of awakening.
for me.
There is no other refuge. The Buddha is my excellent refuge. By the utterance of this truth, may I grow in the Master's way. By my devotion to the Buddha and the blessing of this practice, by its power, may all obstacles be overcome.
By body, speech, or mind, for whatever wrong action I have committed towards the Buddha, may my acknowledgement of fault be accepted, that in the future there may be restraint regarding the Buddha.
Now let us chant in praise of the Dhamma. Well expounded is the Dhamma of the Blessed One.
Can be realized in the here and the now, beyond time, beyond thought, inviting investigation, onward leading to the heart, Nibbana. Can be understood by the wise each for themselves.
Now let us chant the supreme praise of the Dhamma. It is excellent
because it is well expounded, and it can be divided into path and fruit, practice and liberation. The Dhamma holds those who uphold it from falling into delusion. I revere the excellent teaching that which removes darkness. The Dhamma, which is the supreme secure refuge of all beings, as the second object of recollection, I venerate it with bowed head. I am indeed the Dhamma servant. The Dhamma is my Lord and Guide. The Dhamma is sorrow destroyer, and it bestowed blessings on me. To the Dhamma, I dedicate this body and life, and in devotion, I will walk this excellent way of truth. For me,
there is no other refuge. The Dhamma is my excellent refuge. By the utterance of this truth, may I grow the Dhamma's way. By my devotion to the Dhamma and the blessings of this practice, by this power may all obstacles be overcome. By body, speech or mind, for whatever wrong action I have committed towards the Dhamma, may my acknowledgement of fault be accepted, that in future there may be restraint regarding the Dhamma. Now let us chant the recollection of the Sangha. Of good conduct is the order of the disciple of the Blessed One. Of upright conduct is the order of the disciple of the Blessed One. Of wise conduct is the order of the disciple of the Blessed One. Of dutiful conduct is the order of the disciple of the Blessed One. This order of the Blessed One disciples, namely the four pairs of persons, the eight types of individuals, is worthy of offerings, is worthy of hospitality, is worthy of gifts, is worthy of reverential salutation, is an incomparable field of merit to the world. Now let us chant the supreme praise of the Sangha. Born of the Dhamma, that Sangha which has practiced well, the field of the Sangha, form of eight kinds of noble beings, guided in body and mind by excellent morality and virtues, I revere the assembly of noble beings, perfected in purity, the Sangha, which is the supreme secure refuge of all beings.
As the third object of recollection, I venerate it with bowed head. I am indeed the Sangha servant. The Sangha is my Lord and Guide. The Sangha is sorrow destroyer, and it bestows blessing on me. To the Sangha, I dedicate this body and life, and in devotion, I will walk the well-practiced way of the Sangha. For me, there is no other refuge. The Sangha is my excellent refuge. By the utterance of this truth, may I grow in the Master's way. By my devotion to the Sangha and the blessing of this practice, by its power, may all obstacles be overcome. By body, speech or mind, for whatever wrong action I have committed towards the Sangha, may my acknowledgement of fault be accepted, that in future there may be restraint regarding the Sangha. Okay, we will do the closing homage in Pali. Yeah? We do it together.
Arahang Sama Sambuddho Bhagawa Buddhang Bhagavantang Abhivademi Swakato Bhagavata Dhammo Dhammang Namasami Supatipano Bhagavato Sakasango Sanghang Namami.
Okay, you all can be seated. We will continue from where we stop. Oh, we are still early. 4:44. Okay, maybe I will read to you what Ng Bee chanted yesterday. The meaning in English so that you understand. Yesterday, Ng Bee chanted page 52 onward. This is a discourse on loving kindness, followed by the Mangala Sutta, Mahamangala Sutta. So you turn to page 52, we will go through the Karaniya Metta Sutta discourse on loving kindness. So this one is very interesting. The Buddha actually explained why Karaniya Metta Sutta is so important. That's why most of the time during the Buddha's time, the Devas also requested for this. Because it's a very powerful sutta. So he said, who he is skilled in doing good, and who wishes to attain the state of calm, nibbana, should act thus. So you're interested in this sutta, no? How to realize nibbana, no? This sutta tells you. Why only Ng Bee got sound? The rest all no sound. You're not interested. So listen. Should act thus. How shall you act? He should be able, upright, sincere, obedient, gentle in speech, and humble. Can you develop all this quality? But don't get me wrong. The Buddha also not that gullible. When he said obedient, that means don't be, they call it good-hearted fool. Oh, if Buddha say no obedient, no. If your parent deluded and force you to do things, are you obedient? I tell you, good luck to you. Understand? So, obedient here means do not resist unnecessary, whatever thing that the elders ask you to do, if it's not negative, not something that is like karmically very negative, So don't worry, obey, understand? But they are your parents, understand? Like in the sutta, it's mentioned, your parent has a duty to arrange for your marriage, you know, understand? But don't be gullible, like, obey, 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 you know. He said, cannot marry non-Buddhist. Oh, you also obey, you know. Then create karmic repercussion, understand? Obey means here, as long as the request means that request is within the Dhamma guideline, means not negative, not karmically harming anybody. Like the Buddha told the Kalama Sutta, whatever they tell you to do, don't believe. Check. If I do, does it harm me if I obey? If I do, does it harm others? If it violates the Kalama Sutta, then that is not what the Buddha meant, understand? Obey means a natural fallibility, understand? Understand? Obedience means you don't violate the rule, you have respect, you have fallibility, and you do what is proper. So here, if you understand, you should be able. Able in what sense? Skill, career, whatever, understand or not? If you are not able, means what? Means you depend on others, no? For a lot of things, no? So, not able to develop your own, what they call, ability, means the ability to come to this existential world, to have the whatever financial freedom or whatever, or work towards the society's like way of living life, which means you are not successful, you are not able. So in the Mahamangala Sutta is mentioned, you must be skillful, which if we got it correct, skillful in something, then you have ability. Whatever you are skillful in means you are able. So here, the meaning, he should be able, is very easy to understand. Then upright, upright conduct. You see, this one reflects the Arya. Means, you don't twist and turn. You very, very, but teeth doesn't mean see teeth, no, understand? No? Rigid type. Teeth means upright, means you hold on to your conscience, understand? You will not do all those things that violate. And just now, I think Sister Emily asked me, what do you all think? He said, Brother, what do you think? Being patriotic to your country, is it good or bad? Does it violate any of the karma? What do you think? Yeah? Patriotic means what? Ask you to go for war, you go for war. Ask you to do genocide, all this, you go. That's why there is a noble eightfold path factor. They call right living, understand? Right livelihood. You choose to do, you violate the nature's law, that's all. Then you patriotic for what? That's why I explained to her, I say, just like what the Buddha advised the monk at that time. Patriotic is a view, understand? That you hold, understand? A concept. So based on that view, you act. But when you understand the Dhamma, what did the Buddha mention under the Dhammapada verse? He said, my son, my wealth, my property, or whatever you think you possess. This type of idea come from who? These only the fools lament, the foolish one. Why? For that physical form am I, or body am I, also don't belong to him. Wherein son, wherein wealth, wherein property and all those things. So don't be foolish. Patriotic is an idea. The foolish people always think, hey, attachment, my son or my property or my wealth. You yourself also dependent originating. You think you can own things? The moment your breath stop, identity erased, what happened to the thing you think you own? You own nothing. Empty you come, empty you go. Understand? So this is the understanding that you must have. So upright means with the understanding behind. Then sincerity, very easy to understand. Obedient, we went through already. Gentle in speech, how many of you can do? Most of you can do. Sadhu. Sometime. Means noble eightfold path, not stable yet. Haven't become an embodiment within you. Then humble, very easy. Are you all humble? Humility. Very natural. That's why when you are humble, you can bow, you can ask for forgiveness, you can forgive people, you can have all the embodiment of the Noble Eightfold Path. You can pay respect, no problem. Understand? I will not have that idea. Hey, brother, Tio, your Dharma is so good. No, why you pay respect to that guy? That guy is nothing. Yeah, you think like that, you die already. Understand? You know what the Buddha mentioned? When you pay respect to the elders, four things grow. Or the word you want. What are they? Ayu, Wana, Sukang, Palang. Sui An, very good. Every time he bless people like that. Birthday or whatever. So, what is Ayu? Long life, understand? You will have long life. Wana is fair complexion. You are a female or feminine. You will like this, what they call the things that will grow, means you have fair complexion, beauty and all those things. Ayu wana sukang, you have a lot of sukang, joy, happiness, and the sana. Palang is strength, physical, mental, and spiritual strength. So these four things grow. So what's wrong with paying respect? Like to... 109, sadhu. So Dhammapada 109, according to Suya, just give it a check. So all these are the understanding that you can get. Okay, I have to move on, otherwise I won't finish. Contented, easily supportable, you have not. Most people who have the Dhamma, very easy to have. Contentment, easily supportable. Means very simple life. Like in the early days, I remember, a lot of people, when they came to know me, they say, I'm very simple. Very easily contented and supportable. Even my in-law say to me that thing. He said, Keng kun ane kone la, hamitu isai. Very simple. Don't go and like other people, look at status, look at everything. No. And I like to be very humble. When I was young, I already told you the story. My mother got 9 children. He never got time to go and buy new clothing. So expensive. He go and buy the $1 per meter on the cloth. And she sold herself. Then you know what happened. The quality of the cloth no good. So he sold, somehow he's not a tailor. So the sleeve long and short. Then easily torn. So I wear that to the school, my school uniform. A lot of them laugh at me. But I cannot get angry. I say, you want to laugh, you laugh. I say, my mother make for me. Your mother buy. So which one is more treasure? More like you can be proud of. At least my mother did for me. And whatever they say doesn't affect me. Even one guy in the class, standard 2, I supposed to choose my career. Then put into that card, curriculum card that follow you on the whole academic path. He sat next to me, he saw I put there engineer. Wow, his first reaction is one. I last in the class, so that one is the 2. So that 2 I second last. He pulled my that one, he went to the class there, he announced, hey, Kenku want to become civil engineer. Then the second statement he says, well, whole world engineer already. But for me, I just smile. I said, okay, remember what you say. End of the day, you know what happened. I'm the only student in that year that went to MU do engineering, civil engineering. the only in the class. But there are quite a number do electrical, mechanical, some go overseas. But the only one from that primary school that went out with me, I was the one that entered local U and did civil engineering. That's why you laugh, understand? When you have the understanding, when you have the karmic affinity and karmic path, things will unfold differently. So be humble, easily supportable, contented, not a burden to others. That is key. Yeah. With few duties. How many of you have few duties? See, all retired one, few duties. But a lot of people retire, more things to do. They not only worry about themselves, their health, their spouse, they worry about their children. Then later on, their children got grandchildren. They also worry about their grandchildren. They try to plan for their grandchildren. That is attachment. Not to say you cannot plan, you can, but with understanding. You do what you can, and that's your duty. Then simple in livelihood. This one is a natural consequence. Control in senses, cannot. Sense restraint. When you have mindfulness, you can. Then discreet and not lazy, impudent. Understand not? Not be greedily attached to. See? Beng Fee say, thumbs up. When you understand, you will know. They have their life, understand? Your children, your grandchildren, all. Why you going to worry? They have their karma. Let them live. Let them decide their life. Let them decide. You do your duty. That's it. Understand? You think very real. Everything is just dependent originating. The way things are, not what you think. Understand? Your thought always tell you the wrong thing. Yeah. Then the next one. He should not commit any slight wrong. Can you do it? Keep your precept until so pure. So that wise one might not censor him. Then may all beings be happy and safe. May their hearts be happy. Then whatsoever living being they are, weak or strong, without exception, long or large, medium, short or minute and massive, those seen and unseen, those who dwell near and far, those who are born or yet to be born, may all beings without exception be happy. Let not one deceive another, nor despise any person whatsoever anywhere, either in danger or ill will. Or ill will. Means what? Don't look down on people and that just because they did something. Do not judge. Or do not let no one deceive another, nor despise. The word is despise any person whatsoever, anywhere, either in anger or ill will. Let him not wish each other harm. See? Loving kindness heart. Then the other one is just as a mother would guard his only son at the risk of her own life. Even so, towards all beings, let him cultivate a boundless heart. This is true love, metta, loving kindness, universal love. Let thoughts of boundless love, again universal love, pervade the whole world, above, below, across, without any obstruction, without any hatred, without any enmity. Whether he stand, walk, sit, or lie down, as long as he is awake, means what? Mindful, heedful, understand? Let him develop this mindfulness. This, they say, is the highest conduct you somehow don't want to develop. Yeah? To become enlightened, this is what you must have, understand? Then the last one is what? Not falling into wrong view, see? Virtuous and endowed with true seeing, means direct seeing, insight. He discards attachment to sensual desire. Truly, he does not come again to be conceived in the womb. Means no more rebirth. Okay, we have to end here already. Yeah? 7:02. Mangala, Maha Mangala Sutta, maybe next session. Okay, now we get who to read. Pass over to Manyan. Take turn, can rest. Okay, Manyan, continue.
Page 99.
Yeah.
Part 3, meditation.
Huh?
3.
Oh, meditation. Oh, yeah. Oh, never mind. Continue for a while first. After only I let you meditate. 7:30, I let you meditate. Otherwise, after meal, the five preset one, still on stomach, not that hungry yet. Okay, we continue. Don't worry. Read.
3.1. How to progress along the path of Dharma? Question 1. As always emphasized by Brother Teo, right understanding and right view are very important. If one lacks this, then how can one progress along the path of Dharma? Brother Teo answered, according to the Buddha, the first of the Noble Eightfold Path factor is Samadhi or right view. Without this right view, you can't proceed with the cultivation of the Noble Eightfold Path, which is the meditation as taught by the Buddha. Because if your views are wrong, then your thoughts will be wrong. As thoughts and mental intentions condition our speeches, actions, and the way we live our life, then all the other subsequent path factors of the Noble Eightfold Path will also be wrong. Hence, it is important to have the right view or right understanding as the first path factor within the Noble Eightfold Path. The three right views with regards to all the spiritual laws that govern all of life and existence are very important, and they are 1. The law of karma, karma niyama. 2. The law of the mind, citta niyama, like the 12 links or paticca samuppada. 3. The law of all other nature's truth, dhamma niyama, like the 4 noble truths. Nature's truth. Anything that can explain the way things are is the truth. The Buddha's advice via Dhammapada verse 183, to avoid all evil, do good and purify the mind, comes from the first right view, law of karma. According to the Buddha, each and every one of us is born of our karma, heir to our karma, conditioned and supported by our karma, and we are what we are because of our karma, which is also one of the five daily contemplations that the monks are told to reflect on daily. Hence the importance of taking care of one's karma. How do we take care of karma? We need to train our mind to be ever mindful, heedful of our mental intentions so that our actions, speech and thoughts are always right and appropriate to avoid all the negative or evil karma while keeping our precepts and cultivating their ennoblers. This will enable us to heed the first two advice of the Buddha, and the third advice is to cultivate the 10 steps of the Abhijja Sutta, which includes the four foundations of mindfulness to purify one's mind. 3.2. How to come out of the wrong path? Brother Teo answered, this is a very good question. Now you can understand the great wisdom of the Lord Buddha in teaching us how to make sure that we won't have wrong view or follow the wrong path while following his advice to sincerely cultivate the below important cultivation and aspiration. Number 1. Taking the three refuges, Buddha, Dhamma and the Sangha, with very strong faith and sincerity, while understanding its importance. There is no other safe refuge except in the Triple Gem, where the four noble truths can be found to realize the enlightenment. 2. To make the aspiration by reciting Imina Punya Kamena Mame Bala Samagamo Satam Samagamo Hotu Yava Nibbana Patiya, to evoke the power of merits to enable one to avoid all the foolish and meet with the wise and the enlightened ones so that Nibbana can be realized soonest possible time. 3.3. You reap what you sow. Can this karma be experienced in this very life? Brother Teo answered, it depends on which chetana or determining thought moment the karma is being committed. According to the Abhidharma, there are 7 determining thought moments or chetana or mental intention to condition karma and if it happens during the first determining thought moment, then it is only effective this life if there is condition for it to arise. Otherwise, it will cease to be. Similarly, for the seven determining thought moment, it is only effective up till the next life, if there is condition for it to arise. But those occurring between the second to the sixth determining thought moments will be around at all times. So the answer is, it is possible to experience them even in this lifetime. Just like how you reap the result of your hard work while studying and later on working in this life. 19 Heart Sutra Class 1.1 Wisdom and Life Situations. With wisdom, one is always at ease with a lot of harmony in whatever one does. One will also be able to accord and flow with conditions during their waking moments, as in working career environment, as a housewife doing her daily chores, as a normal human being going through life, etc. One will have the wisdom and ability to resolve all of life's issues or situations amicably, without causing any suffering or karmic negativity to anyone, i.e. with no mental negativity to deceive, cheat, lie, or take advantage of others. In life, the way one perceives a life situation is very important. If one can perceive a life situation without any negativity, then one will always be happy and at peace with all life situations. If one does not react or stir one's mind, then one will not suffer. To have the ability to prevent the unwholesome speech, action, and thoughts from arising, one needs to develop sati, mindfulness, heedfulness, apamada, and wisdom, panya, to prevent the arising of the unwholesome mental intentions that will condition one's unwholesome speech and action. Right thoughts, speech, and action are conducive for the holy life. The three doors that commit karma are chetana, or mental intentions, committed via speech, action, and thought processes. To take care of karma, one needs to be ever mindful of one's mental intentions and apply the appropriate right effort and right understanding to avoid all evil, do good, and purify one's mind. Contemplating to develop skillful means of communication and action via arising only the right or appropriate speech and action that will not cause any suffering or misery to living beings is very important. For example, while having love and compassion, kindness, pleasantness and gentleness of speeches, gratitude, sincerity, etc., in everything we do can go a long way. Sometimes by being sensitive to say, I am really sorry and please to forgive me if I have unknowingly caused you any misunderstanding, can go a long way to make people feel good and happy, as opposed to engaging in unfruitful argument that can lead to further misunderstanding and enmity later on. Use only pleasant, gentle, and appreciative speech and speak tactfully with wisdom, kindness, love, and compassion to help others and to bring about more harmony and happiness. Those who are in the service industry should learn to speak well on the phone and when receiving people. Those who are attending to emergency phone calls must have the ability to use gentle, pleasant, and good speech to calm people down and assist them to handle the situation calmly and appropriately. Words like, may I help you, and how can I be of assistance, are very useful and appropriate. Understanding the importance of applying the four right efforts to purify our action, speech, and thought processes is a very important aspect of the whole cultivation. There are three very important purifications needed for cultivation, and they are purification of morality, purification of mind, and purification of view. These three purifications are part of the seven stages of purification as taught by the Buddha. 1.2 Seven stages of purification or Sata Visuddhi as taught by the Buddha are as follows. Number 1. Sila Visuddhi, purification of morality or virtue while keeping one's precepts. Number two, citta visuddhi, purification of mind or content of consciousness, especially the three evil roots, via an awareness of how it arises to condition one into negativity, then how to root them out via wisdom to develop the wholesome state of mind. Number three, ditti visuddhi, purification of view, so as to arise the right view with regards to the law of karma, the Four Noble Truths, and the law of dependent origination, and to cultivate the rest of the Noble Eightfold Path factors. Know the difference between right and wrong views to develop the true understanding according to reality and to see things as they are. Number four, purification by overcoming doubt. Kata vitaranas visuti. No more doubt because it has overcome the 10 defilements of insight that binds the cultivators to complacency and misguided belief of realization. Number five, purification by knowledge and vision of what is path and non-path. Maga maga nana dasana visuddhi. Not path, non-path leads to delusion and suffering, whereas path leads to clarity, non-negativity, peace and stillness of mind born of wisdom.
So you see, this purification is very important. Purification of knowledge and vision of what is path, what is non-path, whether you are on the right path or not. So the check is what? Non-path leads to what? Delusion and suffering. If you look at your life, you somewhat tell people that, hey, I am cultivating vipassana, no. This one guarantee enlightenment. But then your life is full of suffering and misery. Home harmony also don't have. You don't have hardly any embodiment of Noble Eightfold Path, which means what? No right view leading to right thought, right speech, right action, right living. Then you straight away know you are not on the right path, understand not? That one doesn't lead to enlightenment. The one that leads to enlightenment on, there will be clarity. When you are aware, there is clarity, there is no concentration. There will be no negativity. Because with that clarity and the Dhamma understanding, you won't react and stir your mind. The initial wisdom will take care of that. Then your mind is always peaceful and tranquil. So when you have all this, born of wisdom, then you know you are on the right path. That's why in the Satipatthana Sutta, the Dhammanupassana, the Buddha actually under step 4. He said, if you are on the right path, what will you develop? The mindfulness of the 7 factors of enlightenment, understand? They keep on arising, understand? And what are the 7 factors of enlightenment? First one is sati. Sati also you don't have, you say you're on the right path. Understand? Then because of that, you know how to investigate the Dhamma and you stand up to investigate. Means these are factors of enlightenment, lead you to enlightenment. Then you don't even have the virya to cultivate and move forward. These are the enlightenment factors. With the faith developed, your virya will be there. Then you must experience pity. This pity a lot of people experience. Thought based on also experience. So, but it will end up in sukang. Then ekagata. Understand? Those who do jhana. But if you do the real awareness base, from pity, you end up in paucity. What is paucity? Tranquility and stillness of mind. That is your true mind. Oh, just how I already explained to Brother Wong. If you continue to stay at the heart area, although the heartbeat, the vibration, or you think no more, it's because your refinement of sati is not stable, not refined enough. That's why you stay there and maintain awareness, relax, maintain awareness, and then let the mind enter sati. When the mind enters sati, means that is your true mind, silent mind. which is tranquil and still. This one also don't arise, you say you're on the right path. Then it cannot accumulate to samadhi. Means at the moment of sense experience, without yoni soma sinasikara, without proper samadhi, your mind will stir, understand? React to sense experience. There is no collectedness. There is no stability. So, samadhi is collectedness of mind. That collectedness of mind is very important. If you cannot develop that, your mind will stir. Before the wisdom comes, you have to learn to see things as they are. That's why samadhi is not concentration. It's the free mind that is collected and unwavering, understand not? Does not waver at the moment of contact that sense experience when they are triggered or arise. So the mind that has samadhi does not waver, is collected, but it's a natural state, free mind, not in a conditioned state of jhana or absorption or concentration like one-pointedness. No. So all these are the signs. Then when you have samadhi, you can see things as they are, it will awaken. With the wisdom, the last factor of enlightenment, upekkha, arise. That's why when you cultivate correctly, this factor of enlightenment are there all the time. And that is another check, understand? Otherwise you cannot check. So what is path and non-path? I already explained. Then you use what the Buddha taught you under the Dhammanupassana, the fourth category of practice. Mindfulness of the seven factor of enlightenment. If that one you cannot do, means you don't have factor of enlightenment. Means you are not on the right path. Yeah. Okay? And the avijja, 10 step. If you do the so-called four foundation of mindfulness, if you are on the right path, what is step 9? Yeah? What is step 9 after step 8, four foundation of mindfulness? The seven factor of enlightenment keep on arising, isn't it? You do for umpteen year, exceed the 7 year maximum, and you still don't have the factor of enlightenment, please check. Means something is not right with your cultivation. Okay? Read on. Manyan, yeah.
6. Purification by knowledge and vision of the way. Patipada nana dasana visuddhi. After understanding the path, one cultivates accordingly to realize the vision of the way. Number 7. Purification by knowledge and vision. Nana dasana visuddhi. Realization or enlightenment born of the direct seeing or direct knowledge and vision of the way things are without thought. Since meditation as taught by the Buddha is the Noble Eightfold Path, so if one's meditation does not lead one back to the cultivation of the Noble Eightfold Path via heedfulness and sati as taught by the Buddha, then it is not the Buddhist meditation as taught by the Buddha. If after having experienced a fantastic meditation experience, one may think that one is already enlightened, but if one's action, speech and thought processes are still very crude, with a lot of wrong view and delusion, then one must check what type of enlightenment that is. 2.1. The 31 planes or realms of existence. Number 1. The immaterial world, Arupa Loka, consists of 4 realms that are accessible to those who pass away while meditating in the formless jhanas. Number 2. The 5 material world, Rupa Loka, consists of 16 realms whose inhabitants, the devas.
In bracket, it should be the Brahmas, understand? The Brahmas. I think spelling mistake.
The Brahmas experience extremely refined degrees of mental pleasure. These realms are accessible to those who have attained at least some level of form jhana, and who have thereby managed to temporarily suppress hatred and ill will. They are said to possess extremely refined bodies of pure light. The highest of these realms the pure abodes are accessible only to those who have attained to the sainthood stage of non-returner or of the third stage of anagami awakening. The five material world and the immaterial world together constitute the higher heavenly realms. Number three, the sensual world, Kama Loka, consists of 11 realms which experience both pleasurable and non-pleasurable sensual states of mind. It is dominated by the five senses. Seven of these realms are favorable destination, and it includes the six Deva realms and our own human realm. The lowest of the realms are the four bad destinations, which include the woeful realms of the demons, animal, petas, hungry ghosts, and hell realms. Enlightenment, mind that has clarity and wisdom and is no longer deluded. Genuine wisdom is with complete clarity and understanding. Third Noble Truth, the cessation of form and mind leading to Nibbana. Form and mind cease to be. 3.1 Reports on Meditation. Number 1. I have followed Brother Theo's class for almost 19 weeks by now. I can feel the calmness and peace within more often now. I can sit for 1 hour and feel lighthearted, with more clarity, joy, calmness, and peace within most of the time. My mind is a lot quieter and less heedless, i.e., with very much less wandering thoughts. When faced with problems, the mind is not so afflicted like before. My daily mindfulness has improved. Now, when I encounter problems, the mind is not so easily stirred. I am now more aware of my mental intentions, especially the negative ones, with the three evil roots. And with this clarity of awareness, I am able to cultivate the four right efforts to abandon, to prevent the arising, to promote, and to refine upon the various mind states with greater ease. Number three, after cultivating the daily mindfulness, when encountering sloth and torpor, I can just accept the state of sloth and torpor without any intention to do away with it, and this acceptance allows my silent mind in sati to take over and remain in peaceful awareness within. After a while, I can experience a shift in consciousness that makes my mind bright and clear with a lot of joy and virya. Then the sloth and torpor are gone.
See, these are very beautiful cultivator that have the understanding that do it appropriately. So you realize that everything he described is what I described. If you are on the path, you will experience what? Clarity of mind, tranquility, stillness, peace, understanding. So all this is reflected. Then she only attended that time Wu Ping Qing's Heart Sutta class for 19 weeks. And she able to do this all. That's why after that I answer her.
Right, you answer. These are very good meditative results born of correct meditative cultivation and right understanding. Maha sadhu to you, sister.
Rejoice, ayo.
Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Always remember, whatever you do in the name of meditation, if it can bring about more clarity of mind, with inner peace and awareness to live life with a lot of happiness, joy and understanding, then it is the right meditation. The meditation as taught by the Buddha will also enable you to develop all the wisdom and virtues, wholesomeness, born of the cultivation of the Noble Eightfold Path to live the noble life of a noble one. To truly live life, the mind must be in silent inner awareness to be with the moment to experience all of the beauties and wonders of life. Most living beings are heedless because they think a lot, and they are most of the time too busy thinking, planning and worrying about life, so much so they totally miss out on life, i.e. they don't really live. To be at peace with every moment of sense door consciousness is genuine wisdom. To have the clarity of mind and right understanding of wisdom to know how to act and live life to the fullest meaningfully is more, most important.
Mm. Beautiful. Huh? You know who is this person? It's a lady. He's the elder sister of the Christian that joined the retreat. Yeah. And the sister came because the elder sister transformed. Understand? That's why if you really listen attentively and develop the training following the instruction, don't try to be too smart and too complicated. If you got too much idea, too much knowledge, that one stop you. The easier one, the easiest to progress is clean slate. Understand? Like Po Cheng Dee or Gong Gong one. Yeah, don't know anything. The first few retreats she come, he said, Bertil, pardon me, I ask question. I very new, everything I don't know. I say like that, very good, we are clean slate. Alicia also, last time, came to me. Also clean slate, no exposure, but depressed for 16 years with all the gastric, the whatever problem that come with depression. Clean slate, listen attentively, understand and develop the joy. Where he saw the light at the end of the tunnel. The thing that I described was the first noble truth and the second noble truth. Then he realized what I mentioned and described there matched with all the things that happened to her. Her depression is caused by her own wrong thought. So all this wrong thought that has the evil roots of greed, hatred and desire become like a cocoon or thought, keep on playing up there. Then later on, when she listened attentively and developed the understanding, then she started to straighten her view. My life, why must I end up depressed like that? Means not understanding what is going on. So now with the Dhamma understanding, she starts to straighten her view and change. She no longer cling on to all the wrong thought that condition her suffering. Then she tried to think of virtuous thought, good thought, wholesome thought, like to be kind, to be compassionate, to help people and other things. And that's how she came out of it. Then she developed the understanding by following the instruction to listen to the Dhamma attentively. You ask Sui An. After she come to the first, second class, when she knows Sui An is doing the recording, our Thursday class, Tuesday class, normally end at 10:30. He will chase Sui An. Sui An has to come out before 12. The recorder. extract it out and put it into the WhatsApp. That's why, then she told me, day and night she listened. Traveling on the train also listen, traveling on the bus, plane also listen. That's why she progressed. Then after that, she developed a lot of joy. Then she recovered. The depression, no need to take medication later on. Then all the gastric, everything, recover. That's why with the right understanding, all this can arise. That's why have faith. The Dhamma is given to you free, isn't it? This world, people say there is no such thing as a free lunch. This one really free. Understand? No need money also you don't want to use. People say this is a gem, a triple gem. You say, what is this la? What I want is money, understand? Not this one. That's why you don't appreciate. And this one, the Mahayana knew. To be born a human being is very rare. Ren sen nan de. Then this type of true Dhamma, Fo Fa Nan Wen. And you have the condition, and yet you don't know how lucky you are or how blessed you are to receive all this. And yet you take it lightly. So when you understand, you become different. Okay, we have to end, because otherwise your meditation shortened. Okay, now we are off the light, so that you can have your half an hour of awareness-based meditation. I give you back, end at 8 o'clock. Sadhu, sadhu.